Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Mad or Glad Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program tonight. And you know, I was thinking today, one of the most horrible things that we have to deal with as disabled people are all these ridiculous rules and stipulations that are placed upon us by the government and also the agencies, for the most part, go along with it. I mean, the restrictions, in view of the fact that these agencies and government owe us big time.
Oh, yeah.
They owe us the same equality that everyone else has. And can you get rid of that noise, please?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
They owe us the same equality and respect that everybody else has. And by that, I mean the simple little things that people take for granted that we have to fight for. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Over 10 years ago, I asked the housing department in this country that supervises the Section 8 housing to give me my recertification, which to me is ridiculous and stupid anyway, recertification in Braille so I could read it, all right? I just got it yesterday, or the day before. After 10 years of trying to get these people to get off their ass and do the simplest thing. Now, upon reading this, I'm finding out so many rules and restrictions that are included in this Section 8. And the penalties that can be put on you if you, you know, if you violate any of these rules. Now, I haven't looked through the whole document, but I truly believe that there won't be one word in there about that would occur because the agency didn't correspond with the client in writing. Where's the penalty for that? I guarantee you it's not in there. Because if it were, I would have gotten these documents years ago. You know, they would have known, and they would have been scared not to send me the writing in Braille. So there's no protection, and that's how they get away with it. Now, they allowed my landlord to raise my rent over $200. You know, they granted her the increase. All right. But what happened was they want me to pay the increase, and I've been paying it for several months now. Now I'm having a big argument with them, and I'm telling them I'm going to go public with it. I want that money back, and I want that rent lowered. And I don't know, you know, they it looks like they're going to do it, but it's not a done deal until it's done. And I told them, I said, you know, you made me wait 10 years to get information that I could read dealing with the recertification. I said, you owe me time. You owe me. I told them. I got this new worker. She's a very nice lady. But let's see if she's going to do something. Nice doesn't mean a damn thing. You know? Sure, they're nice. They're making money because of us. So I got the damn thing. I've read parts of it. What I want to know is, what is the penalty for this agency, Community Development Corporation, right? And I don't give a damn if they hear this show or not. What is the penalty for not providing documents in writing to the client? They never sent me anything in writing until the other day. Where's the penalty? What happens to them? What do they owe me because of that? Now, what we need, and I'm going to call my state senator about this, not that it'll go anywhere, but I'll call her anyway. What we need here is a law that says, all right, grant the landlord the increase, yes. But, and here's the big but, the agency should pay it, not the client. That's how it should go. Like somebody said to me, a little common sense, the agency has more money than you. You're damn right. They should pay it. I wonder how many other people this has happened to. Probably millions of people where they gave the landlord the increase and the person has to pay it. That should be done away with immediately. That's a burden. That's a hardship to us who get disability money. And that's the other thing. Here's another mad that should be turned into a glad. The stupid, idiotic rules that when you're on disability, you can't have anything extra. They take it away from you, they penalize you, and they threaten you in the documents too. You can get in trouble for having a little something extra. That should be immediately done away with because the government owes us. They owe every disabled person the accessibility in one form or another. And InterSight stands by that, and we're fighting for that. And then when we come back, I'll tell you a situation that could turn into a very glad new development that we're working on. InterSight, Man of Glad, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And, you get great food over there, catering, lunch, dinner, Shelby's Kitchen. My good friend Michelle and Tom Pride is over there, Shelby's Kitchen. You'll see definite signs of Milton, the great, great guide dog who was killed and at the Guide Dog Foundation. A year ago, July. Next month is National Guide Dog Month. And I have a glad on that. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. All right, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And our good friend, Gary, Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Eat dog food, cat food. And when they're able to do it, they can do medical for your animal, too. 631-484-2085. All right, InterSight I'm sorry, I think I gave you the wrong number. 631-484-3085 on Nobody Starved on Long Island. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help and for promoting our nursing home show, which you can click right onto your phone Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. And for the local people, you can catch it Thursday night, 9:30, Channel 20 here on Long Island. Our nursing home program, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the best thing you can do with them. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. I had a conversation with Joe Delgado today, the head of SILO. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's see. We're brought to you by All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, and all the children that we love and cherish. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right. And we thank you for keeping that saying close to your heart. Let's see. What else we got? We got the Able News coming up. We got... want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, our good friends over there, and all who help Inner Sight, the Islip cleaners local here who have donated to Inner Sight, and I'm sure will again. And all of our friends that have donated, my buddy John in Nassau County. I want to relate an experience about him, too. My dog helped him. My dog is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got the engineer, you got the Able News around?
Yes, I do. I just didn't want to play it while you were talking.
Let's play the Able News when you get it.
Okay.
Get a minute.
Oh, sorry. In a minute, you said. Okay.
In
that's
the
wrong thing, too. Okay.
Right now is good enough.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I made the wrong choice. I don't know why I did that. Okay, maybe it says Able.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and thank you, Angela, Melanie, Able News, and we have a new advocate who is in Boston, Massachusetts. Her name is Brandy. And, of course, we'll be getting her on the show when she's ready. But there has been a new development that we discovered, thanks to Brandy. And we're trying to turn it into a GLAD. It's already a half a GLAD. Nursing home that has been left empty. Now, I don't know where all the people went. I hope that some of them at least went to their own apartment. I'm sure that some of them were transferred to other nursing homes. But the point is, this building is now empty and Inner Sight, and this is going to take a miracle, Inner Sight is going to try to take this building over. Brandy is, our advocate in Boston, is checking it out. And they're trying to get information, who owns it, what the status is. If we can take this building over, turn it into accessible housing, it will be a major breakthrough. And I spoke to Jose Delgado today from the Independent Living here, and he is ready to give us a letter of endorsement, which would help us fundraise once we get this building. So we're going to go for it. What do we got to lose? It's an empty building, I'm told. It used to be a nursing home. Turn it into accessible housing, inner site, and the silo here is the independent living, and hopefully we'll get the independent living in Boston to help. So we're working on it. We're moving forward. Say a prayer. Remember, my dog, Charabelle, is an angel. And she's watching over all these things. And in that connection, she helped one of our volunteers, John. Now, the story is that he had to go to the dentist. And he was told that the procedure was going to cost $1,620. All right. So he went in there, and in there with the idea that that he was going to be charged $1,620. So before he went to the appointment, I told him, I said, you know, don't worry about it. I said, my dog's an angel. Charabelle's an angel. He loves Charabelle. Charabelle's an angel. She's going to watch over you. Turns out the dentist gave him an $1,100 reduction. He only charged him $500. Now, this is the guy that's been donating to Inner Sight and helping us. So my angel Akita watched over him, and the procedure came out fine, and he saved a lot of money. Example of her heavenly realm powers. Now, I believe it. I believe she's an angel. I really do. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Are the phones open? Engineer, you
yes,
there?
Yes, they are. Yeah, I'm here.
Phones are open.
I have to go back and forth between mute and regular talking because I don't want to disturb the show.
Is anybody on the line?
No, just us two. I looked just like less than 5 minutes ago.
All right. Inner Sight, and tomorrow night we will have a special open mic. It'll be open mic, but it'll be special because we're going to honor a woman who died in a nursing home. All right. And the nursing home allegedly, now I'm saying allegedly, all right, the nursing home allegedly neglected her and was responsible for that death. So Loretta Jones, tomorrow night will be honored on Inner Sight, and Lorraine, who you've heard on this show many, many times, it was her aunt, and we're hoping to get members of the family to call in and talk about Loretta. One thing I know about her, she went to the Barbizon School of Modeling. She was a model. So tomorrow night we honor her here on Inner Sight, and we extend the invitation. Anyone who had a loved one who passed in a nursing home, if you'd like us to honor that person, let us know. you know, we have every night we're on, but Wednesday night is the nursing home night, so that would be a perfect time to honor someone. Or if you're trying to keep somebody out of the nursing home and you're taking care of them, we'd be happy to help with that. All right. Inner Sight. And by the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. And I want to give a special shout-out to our new advocate, Brandy, and her mom's dog, Katie, a 16-year-old Australian shepherd who passed away the other day. A great, great service dog who helped Brandy's mom. And a special shout out to Brandy's daughter, Tabby, who grew up with the dog, and a great loss. I'm sure she feels that loss, and I can sympathize with her because I've been through it many, many times with my dogs. And the worst thing is when they get old and you have to let them go. So we love you, Tabby and Brandy, and deepest condolences to the family for the loss of Katie. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Well, you can call in, and anything you're mad about or glad about, talk about it right here. And, you know, get it off your chest, so to speak. And, you know, that expression is very, very true, because a lot of people keep things in their heart. And sometimes it even hurts them. Not good. Let it out. Tell people about it. Put it here on Inner Sight. Let the people know that you cannot, and we will not tolerate you pushing us around. And you'll feel better. Believe me. You'll feel a lot better when you let go of a lot of these things and you express yourself. Because that's part of our freedom. See? Disabled people don't have that freedom. You know, we have to go down the street or roll down the street or whatever it is and come up to a place where we can't get in. You know, and what the message there, we're not welcome. That's what the message is. That's how I look at it. So don't keep that inside of you, you know. The law is not strict enough. The law doesn't protect when we can't get into a place. Well, you got to go to court for months, years. That's not the same protection that everybody else has. So let it out. And Inner Sight is a good place to let it out. Because that's how we set it up. You know, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, usually open mic. Tomorrow night will be a special open mic, but open mic where you can pick your own subject. Let it out. Talk about what you want. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And the title of which is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. But then we usually have a theme every Wednesday. And we'll come up with one this week. Thursday night, we usually do a subject. Talk about something that affects millions and millions of people. All right. And Friday, of course, we have some fun over here, the funnies. We get a site schedule. We're on every night. If you'd like to be on the show, drop us a line, email, InnerSight, 1620 at gmail.com. Drop us a line. Or call the InnerSight number, 631-224-3090. All right. And the person who called me on the air a little while ago, I hope you left a message. I'll call you back. All right, Man of Glad Monday on Inner Sight. And, you know, we need some new sponsors on this show. Anybody out there, this would be a glad, anybody out there who has a business, be it local or national, because we go all over the world with this show. It's only like $50 a month to get some time here on Inner Cyber. You know, we ask that you take it for the year, you know, because it's going to take a while for it to blend in and all that. But what we can offer you is time on television. We have two different spots, one local and one international on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We can talk about your business over there. We can talk about it locally here on Long Island and here on the show. And, of course, whatever social media you can get it on. So if you'd like to be a sponsor of Inner Sight, let us know. Drop us that email, innersight1620@gmail.com, or call 631-224-3090. And we'd be more than happy to bring you on the show, talk about your product here and your prices and all that. We can do all that here. We can't do that locally on Long Island, but we can put up a phone number for more information and get the word out that way. But here on the show, we can advertise all we want. And if it would work out, maybe we could give you a weekly spot to advertise your business. So there's a lot of ways that we can do the promotion. You know, a lot of creative ways. And we'd be very happy to sit down and talk to you about it. Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And what did I hear today on the news? A lot of the people who work for Google are being tossed around and changed, and they're trying to find new ways of Google and to get the word out, and new devices that will help people. A lot of the companies are doing that. And once again, I got to thinking, why isn't that happening with the companies that are supposed to help the disabled? They're standing still, moving. They're not making any progress in giving us our freedom. I'd like to see some of these agencies merge. You know, we'd be happy to sit down and talk to any agency about a possible merger, and then, you know, as long as it fits in with what InnerSight does, I mean, it would be quite different than what people are accustomed to now. But I mean, you know, we're nonprofit. There's a lot of nonprofits out there. Why couldn't there be a partnership? We're working now with our independent living center. They're promoting the show, especially on the nursing home. And we're hoping to start a training center to teach people how to train their own service dogs. We have a meeting on the phone about that tomorrow, in fact. Philo couldn't do it because of insurance problems. You see, they're limited. Now, there's a good subject for Thursday night show. Agencies should not be limited when it comes to advocacy. They should not be told, you cannot advocate for this, or you can't say this or that or whatever it is. That's why we're in this situation. Because many, many of these agencies are limited. They're not allowed to do certain things. And that's why the Independent Living Center here in Suffolk County likes us. I've been told that more than once. You know, we need you because we can't do the things you do. Well, some of these agencies could stand up for our rights and, if need be, change their mission statement, change their board of directors if need be, and change some of their policies. You know, and if they have to raise the money privately, we'd be very interested in sitting down with any agency who wanted to explore that to see if it was feasible. Because there's a great need for it. We have to start doing things in a different way. Now, how many agencies are going to help us if we are able to take over this abandoned nursing home in Massachusetts? It'd be very interesting to see who will come forward to help us turn that nursing home into accessible housing. It would be the first time that it was ever done, to my knowledge. So we're gonna pursue that. We're gonna do the best we can, secure it, and with a good motive, not to make money, to give people a home, a real home, not a home that neglects you and lets you fall out of bed and get injured and killed, but a home where people can get the help they need to stay out of a nursing home. So, you know, you never know. This might be a godsend. Might be just what we're looking for. An abandoned nursing home. And we'll keep you posted, of course. We'll let you know how it progresses. All right, Man of Glenn, Monday, InnerSight, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in And we're coming up on a couple of weeks in Labor Day, believe it or not. Labor Day coming up. So that week off, we'll have to see. But, yeah, stand fast. Don't let these agencies push you around, all right? Because if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't get paid. They wouldn't have their job. I think more disabled people have to stand up to them and tell them, you know, that you should be treating us better. What's that expression? If there was a war and nobody showed up, there wouldn't be any war, would there? Well, it's the same thing here. If nobody in these agencies would put rules upon us and would advocate for us and say, hey, we deserve to be equal like everybody else, and you didn't give us that, you know, to the government. You're not giving us that. You're making excuses and putting rules on us when you owe us equality. If every agency to the government said, hey, you're giving us the money, we're advocates, don't tell us how to advocate. We're the experts in that. We, the disabled, are the expert advocates because we know what we need for our lives, most of us. And that's what makes you an expert. So, my friend in Boston, Brandy, she was in a nursing home. They're trying to get her back into a nursing home. She's multiply disabled. And now she has us as an ally. And I told her, I said, you call me day or night. Anybody wants to put you someplace you don't want to be. So she's determined to get with the inner sight. Jesus. All right. There's a lot of friends like that out there. There's a friend in every state. There's one in Illinois. You hear her here on the show, Peppa. She's an inner sight person. She's the same way. Any money. In every state, there's at least one person who would endorse and help inner sight, whether they're disabled or not. We have the potential of having an inner sight advocate and a center, and you can do it right out of your home, in every state in this country. We're working on it. So stay with us. Help us. Because when you help inner sight, you're helping yourself. You know, when you go to an agency and you are rehabilitated, times aren't you helping yourself and nothing comes out of it. And you never get a job and you never, you know, you go out and try to get a job and you always run up against the barriers of non-accessibility or one thing or another. But with this, with inner sight, you know that what you're doing, when you get names on, for instance, names on our petition for the nursing home, you know that that's for you to stay out of those places. The agencies, all they do is use us to bring in the money. They don't help us. What agency is putting money behind the petition for the nursing homes? There's only one independent living center right here in Suffolk County. They're the only one that are donating to Inner Sight right now. We urge every agency who cares about the disabled, who supposedly serves the disabled, all right? They should raise $100 and put that $100 on change.org under the nursing home, let's get names. Every agency who services us and who gets that money because of us should do that to keep people out of a nursing home. Let's see them do it. Somebody said, don't hold your breath. Well, I'm not. That'd be a glad gesture. And what's $100? Nothing. Nothing to these agencies. You know, go through the office. Say, hey, we're gonna promote this nursing home and petition. A lot of us here could wind up in a nursing home, right in their own office. Go in the office and take a collection. Who gives $5, $10? Get the $100 and put it on the petition at change.org. Every agency should do that for the blind and disabled in this country. That would give us the names that we need if something like that were to happen. The Inner Sight has a lot of creative ideas, and that's what you need. These humdrum agencies, they aren't doing anything for us. They're doing it for themselves. Care about us. It's evident by the way they treat us, the stupid rules. You know, somebody gives you an extra $50 and you're on SSI. They find out about it. They're going to try to take it away from you or punish you in some way. That's not caring about the disabled. Promoting the agency. If it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be any agency to promote. So think about that. Yes. As a matter of fact, if we could get a list, maybe we could send it out to every agency recommending that they put $100 behind the petition, nursing home petition, for to keep people out of the nursing homes, including themselves. How many people who work for these agencies are going to wind up in nursing homes? And they're going to take your money, your pension. Happens every day of the week. Yeah, don't let it happen. All right, I want to get some information from our engineer. Are you there? Suzanne, are you there? Engineer. Oh, I don't know where she went. The last count on listens that I remember was 121,600. And 50. I don't know if they've gotten any bigger. We all of a sudden we don't have an engineer. All right. If you want to make a comment on any of our
hello, I'm here.
Any of our any of the things we've talked about. Back. Can you get me a total on the list?
Yeah, 1,200 I'm sorry, 121, and then you have 619. Went up a little.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. 100,000, what?
121,619.
Okay, 121,619 listens, right?
Yes.
All right. And we're growing.
Yes, we are.
We're getting more people to listen. Inner sight. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to honor a very special lady who passed away in a nursing home in Queens, New York. And her niece will be here, Lorraine, and whoever else from the family would like to call, comment, and talk about Loretta. Can you please get rid of all that noise?
I can't right now. It's a little too late in the show. I'm trying to cover it. Sorry.
Well, put yourself on mute. You're making too much noise.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. I presume we have no callers. Tomorrow night, honoring Loretta, and hopefully we'll get some more details what she died from. We know she died in the nursing home, and we don't know too many details, but hopefully that will unfold tomorrow. 8:48 Inner Sight, and we want to thank all of our friends, our new friends. I want to thank Brandy from Massachusetts, Pepper from Illinois, for being a part of Inner Sight. We're growing, and we're reaching out to people because we care. The first thing with Inner Sight is not the money, and it never will be the money. If somebody gave us $10 billion tomorrow, the first thing would not be the money. The first thing would be the caring and the concept of brotherhood that we should have among the disabled. There's not enough of it. There's not enough brotherhood. All right? So that's what Inner Sight is about. You know, if you do it to one of us, you're doing it to all of us. And it's so true. Anybody can be put into a nursing home. You know, even if you're rich, the courts can decide that you belong in a nursing home, even if you have the money to stay out. That's
Frank,
possible. That can happen.
We have a caller.
What?
We have a caller.
We only have a few minutes. All right. Let's take a phone call.
Yep.
Inner Sight Live. Hello. Hello? Caller, you there?
I guess they don't want to be there.
All right.
Okay.
Anyone is subject to go to a nursing home, the way the system is set up now. That's why the only solution to not have them there, and we don't want the government to come along with a bulldozer and knock down all the nursing homes. No. We want to turn them into something better, with a promise and a law that they will never be resurrected again. That has to be part of it. And that's the inner sight plan. No, we haven't written it up yet, but we will. Get rid of, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. People who have been residents of those places, we believe that they should get first choice for an apartment in those renovated buildings. So put in a site is about, that's one of the things we're about. The couple of things. Next month is National Guide Dog Month. We've been fighting for years and we'll keep on fighting to license the guide dog school, regulate them. Look at what happened to Milton. That will be surfacing again next month. We're already talking about it. We want to open a center called the Milton Center to train, to teach disabled people how to train their own service dogs. Now, this will offset the fact schools are not licensed, they're not regulated, and how do you deal with them if you're on a waiting list for a year or more and they don't give you a guide dog? No place to go for help. I mean, you can come to Inner Sight and we can advocate for you, but there's no real law to do it. So, working on opening this center, we have a conference with Michelle tomorrow. All right, Inner Sight. Engineer, you there?
Yep, here I am.
Oh, well. Sort of lost broadcast.
Nah.
Sure. All right. We'll keep you posted on things, on the nursing home progress, on the service dog situation, and of course on strengthening the ADA and all that. Because Inner Sight indeed means freedom. Advocate for the disabled. So be with us tomorrow night to honor a great lady who suffered and died in the nursing home. And I hate to say it, but before it's all over, there's going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
That the government is not doing their job to protect people. And the way they would do that job, we said it and we'll say it again, get the home health aide into the nursing home and let them perform their task to help people. That's what the government should do. Make sure that people are safe. If workers in there cannot, if they're overburdened, they can't do their job now. Can you stop that noise, please?
Yeah, hold on.
Get that noise. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night to honor Loretta Jones on the special open mic. I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank Suzanne Engineer. I want to thank everyone who's listened to the show.
You're welcome.
And remember, Inner Sight is for you. Inner Sight is for all the people who work in the damn agencies. We're helping them more than they're helping us, because we want to keep them out of a damn nursing home. Don't you see that, world? Look what we're doing. These people should treat us better. They should help us. You can't do it when you're in the office. Do it when you're out of the office. Do it on the weekend. Do it for yourself. Do it because you love your freedom and you believe in it. It's the greatest country in the world. And we're going to prove it by getting rid of these nursing homes. We're going to prove that enough people don't want these horror places. Watch our show Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in Manhattan. And thank you for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night to honor a great lady on Inner Sight, where we believe in freedom and where we fight for it every day. All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Hello? What happened? It was all right until you started in with that noise. Oh, yeah, you gotta keep yourself on mute. But you gotta be alert to hear. Don't hit it too hard. Go easy on it. You got to be alert. You got to periodically make sure you check the board for calls. And then with the noise, you got to keep yourself on mute. Yeah, to 10 seconds. So, I want to get this building.